Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being on today. We're here with me, Sandra. Me and Sandra, and our guest host, John McClain. Say hi, John.
Yeah, I'm here.
On the show today, we have Don Geisler, who is the founder, president, and designated broker for Indy. And stay with us for the second half of the show, because we're going to have a Bobby Larson, who's the Rotary Club of Tucson, and he's the chair for the Classic Car Show. So let's jump right into the show.
Too fun.
Don, tell us what's going on.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're doing great.
It's so fun to be here. As far as real estate world, what's going on, you know, everybody knows that the market seems to have shifted a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting a lot of questions from people that are concerned on two different fronts. And of course, you know, I think that the news that's biggest out there is interest rate changes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The news is always reporting interest rate changes from the Fed. And sometimes that directly affects mortgage rates. Sometimes it doesn't. It has. I mean, mortgage rates have come up significantly. And then property demand. You know, that leads to potentially a little bit less demand, which has sellers wondering, are prices starting to drop?
Mm-hmm.
As well as having buyers mm-hmm. wondering, you know, are we sitting here waiting for prices to start to drop? So it's a very interesting time to be sitting in. And it's just funny. It's always true. There's kind of no better time to do what you're doing than now.
Right.
Because like we know now. We always know now. We don't know what tomorrow is going
right.
to bring. You know, we know historically they go up, they go down. Inventories go up, they go down. But what we absolutely know is what is going on today.
Yeah, right. There were so many buyers that were like, well, maybe prices are going to drop. I think I'll wait. And they've waited themselves into like a 2% increase in interest rates.
I didn't do that.
Yeah,
I know that
good
one.
For you, John.
That's so unfortunate. And because their buying power is lower now, is
absolutely.
Less now. I mean, regardless of what pricing does, it would take a significant drop, you know, probably to offset that interest rate increase. But one of the great things about having phenomenal real estate professionals on their side, like you guys.
Thank you.
Is that one of the things that we focus on is creating solutions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I think the biggest message that I am constantly speaking out there is we have solutions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You don't. People that just grab on the news and rates are up 2 points and so they say they're out. I'm telling you, you are losing out if you choose to do that
mm-hmm.
because your real estate professionals at Indy Realty, we have solutions for you. And so one of the things that I, you know, like to talk about is in financing, this used to be kind of a dirty word, the ARM, the adjustable rate mortgage, right? So I'm here to tell you that adjustable rate mortgage is not a dirty word. It's not a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
It is right now we are seeing some adjustable rate mortgage products that are fantastic.
Yeah.
And that means that your rate is fixed. We're seeing a 7-year ARM right now. And so that rate that you get right now is fixed for 7 years. And so much happens in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were just talking about rates go up, rates
right.
go down. So when things change, you choose to refinance along the way. You can refinance before it starts adjusting. The fact is that kind of most people don't want to think about is most people don't stay for 7 years
right.
in a house. Anyway, so a 7-year ARM is fantastic. And I'll just give, I'm not a lender. I guess I should give you that, you know, disclaimer. But I'll give you a recent example. I was talking to a lender friend of mine who's very good at what he does. And on the very day that the national media, the news, most things were quoting that interest rates were 7 1/8, he was literally quoting 5 1/4 on that ARM. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and you're fixed for 7 years. So I'm telling you, we can come up with solutions, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are good lending products out there. There's the potential to do buy downs, which is something we should talk about if you guys want to. All kinds of stuff out there that we can talk about to create solutions for our buyers and our sellers.
You know, John Spurr had worked with a client of ours that needed that buy down, and he was running several scenarios for the buyer. And one was actually having the seller do a 2-1 buy down. So the seller's actually contributing, sort of supplementing that mortgage payment. So they're contributing around $7,000, and it was on a $300,000 price point. That bought a 2% buy down in year one, a 1% in year two. But then on the buyer's side, the buyer could buy down their interest rate. So they're starting at a lower rate before the 2-1 kicks in. So actually combining those two strategies to really get a lot of bang for their buck. But, and my conversation with buyers right now is, so you, even if you're looking at paying points, 6 months ago, we were telling you to pay 10,000 or 10% over the asking price if you love the house, right? Mm-hmm. And so you look at what you take that 10% of asking price and put that towards your buy down, you're actually ahead of the game.
Mm. Yeah, it's fantastic. And that really hits on, you know, what our mindset has to be right now and mm-hmm. how we have to be thinking right now. Mm-hmm. And this is a real change, okay? Right. Because, you know, 12 months ago and 6 months ago, you know, we were saying, how can a buyer make their offer more presentable right. to a seller mm-hmm. in a suit? And there still are competitive, there's a lot of competition still, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we were going in and saying, are you going to really waive your appraisal contingency?
Right.
You know, are you really going to pay seller closing costs, you know, an mm-hmm. almost unheard of thing in our market? And we have not really seen prices be affected yet. I don't right. believe that they're climbing anymore, but they're still holding. Mm. But the conversation that we're having with sellers is, in order to get that price, we are moving into, you are going to have some sort of concessions. And
right.
so that part is switching, where prices are kind of where they're at, but mm-hmm. sellers are starting to understand they might have to participate in buy downs and contribute to buyers' closing costs in order to expand the buyer pool for the people that may have been hurt by the rates going up. And, you know, I think it's kind of a mindset change that's really important. We used to even, when a seller would say, well, I'll pay the buyer's closing costs, but I'm stopping at just enough cost to get them in the house.
Mm-hmm, right.
Don't be asking for extras like points. And
right.
and we would all specifically delete those types of contributions. Well, now we have to think about, there is so much potential value
right.
in contributing to discount points or buy downs for a buyer to,
yes.
to get in and buy these houses mm. that it really needs to be on the table and be a fair discussion.
I think it saves the seller money too. If they're looking at doing a price reduction, their money goes a lot further in that buy down than what it would do in a price reduction.
That is such a great concept that we've been talking a lot about and is a little hard for people to start to grasp, you know, which is to get that same price, that same monthly payment for the buyer, it takes so many $1,000s to buy their rate down.
Right.
All things being equal, if their rate doesn't move down, you would have to move your price down $50,000 in order to make that equivalent. So,
wow.
And it's kind of a complex discussion,
right.
but get with your professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can help you.
Yeah, just keep listening to the show. We have more great content with Don Geisler, who is the founder of Indy Realty. Thanks for spending the part of your day with us. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Hey, we are back on the air with Don Geisler, the designated broker for Indy Realty, and we were just talking a little bit about the shift in the market mm-hmm. and how right now, I guess, there are things that sellers can do. We talked about the contributing to interest rate buy downs, but also the houses need to be ready to go too.
Yeah, I think now having a house market ready is important.
Mm-hmm.
And when there was literally no inventory on the market, or no inventory, I should say, staying on the market.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. because anything we put on was being snapped up really quickly. You know, it back a couple boom periods, like, you know, 2006, you know, recently, I walked in houses that they were for sale, but the breakfast dishes were still in the sink. And maybe breakfast dishes from yesterday were still in sink.
Mm.
And I just happened to be doing an exercise yesterday, which was a pricing CMA exercise on Tuesday, excuse me. And, you know, one of the things I noticed as I was going through pictures of comparable properties and pricing out properties was all of the houses. I pulled a neighborhood in the southeast area, and all of the houses that were for sale were, what they had in common is they were really nice. You know, they were updated. They were clean. They were neat. They had, you know, from a marketing standpoint, they had professional photos on them. You know, so these things are important. You know, when you're going to, old school thought, when you're going to get your house market ready, get it market ready. You know, we can't just take advantage of the fact that there are 15 people lined up to take anything right now. You know, especially if you want that price point. That goes with the caveat that, you know, the right price point sells everything. So if you don't want to clean the breakfast dishes, we can sell that one too.
But at the right price point.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things that sellers can do as far as maintenance too. When you have one thing in the house that is has not been maintained, a buyer walks in and thinks that the entire house hasn't been maintained. So whether that's the paint or, I love magic erasers. I'll tell you what,
products.
They are amazing. And you just go through and clean all those door jams and stuff. But it does make a difference to a buyer. And that is how one of the ways that you can separate yourself in the market is just making sure just cleanliness alone will separate you from other properties.
It's important.
It is.
Talking about that, great points about talking about real estate professionalism. And how that seems to be, we need that now more at this time.
Yeah, a lot of things go into professionalism. And I tell you that my my professional world is kind of two-pronged, right? Which is, how do we best service our clients? And for me is, how do I best support, you know, my agents, my associate brokers, my, you know, how do I best support them? And one of the things I'm spending a lot of time talking about is, you know, with when market shifts come, uncertainty comes. And we are a demographic that we don't, uncertainty is scary, you know, for people that do what we do. And so, you know, one of the things, and you guys always hear me saying this, is the market is shifting. What does an agent do? How do you handle your business when everything around you is talking about is negative? You know, everything you hear is negative. All the clickbait is negative. All the news is negative, because you know that's what sells. And it sounds so cliche, but you don't have to look far to find that that's what's out there on the news, right? But we're going to do, you know, a lot. I'm not going to pigeonhole myself, but I'm going to say we're going to do a lot of closed transactions in the next 12 months in our market. And so agents, you know, one of the things that I'm talking to agents about is our business, a lot of it is math.
There are
two parts of it that I have to sit down with an agent and say, you know, I know you don't want to hear these two things, these two words. One is math, and the other one is prospecting. So those are two words. It'll make a lot of agents just get up and turn around and leave my office right on the spot right there. You know, but you have to be doing your prospecting and have time for it. And it's so valuable right now to your consumer, because they are confused and they are hearing nothing but negative. And we have so much good stuff and so many solutions to offer them. But for yourself, you know, you have got to know there's going to be a ton of business out there. Real estate, the real estate industry in Tucson is still thriving and will be for quite a long time. And for agents, when I say it's math, here's what I'm talking about. If we sit down and we say, hey, historically it takes me 200 contacts, for example, to equal a closed transaction, and we're creating all these relationships and we're going out there, you know what? Don't sit around right now and say, let's see if I have to change that up. Let's see what the market is telling us right now, and I'll see if I have to change that. I would challenge all of my friends in the industry right now, when you sit down and do your business planning for the next 3 months, double it right now. You know, if your goal is 250 contacts, just make it 500 and go. Just go. You know, get out there and do it. And let's not wait and get stung on the backside. Let's do it now, right? Yeah. There's a lot out there.
The wild thing about that advice, you know, not being a real estate agent myself, I could see that same advice applied to any task or goal or mission. Like, okay, if what you're doing, if the amount of people you're reaching out to, the amount of contacts you're trying to make isn't working, double that. Do more. You know, do more, get more effort to it. And usually if you do, you'll accomplish that mission. I mean, I apply that same thing to actual math, like doing math. Like I have to work twice as hard as most people because it challenges me more than most people rather than just giving up and saying, well, I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, for most people, it's a scary thought, right. You know, because, right. But we can just look at the history and there's a lot of ways you can put it. I'm usually very, very diplomatic, you know, but I can say, hey, here's the issue. You want to do 20 transactions a year, but you do 3 transactions a year worth of prospecting. So it's just math. Let's do 7 times as much.
I want to plant one row of corn and get 3 back. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, it's very much true. And, you know, nobody wants to sit down and prospect relentlessly. But hey,
Don, before we lose you, because I know we're getting ready to go into our next segment, give us an update on the building and where we're at.
So I just I want to know. So our new flagship location at Indy Realty is located 7255 East Tankaverde Road, and we are open and operating there. We've done kind of a little bit of a soft opening. Mm-hmm. We do have our certificate of occupancy and all that good stuff required to operate out of there. We are going to have our grand opening celebration the day after Veterans Day, which is going to be Saturday, November 12th this year. So sure. Please be on the lookout for invitations to just come in, take a look at the new facility that we've been working so hard on. Just see what we're doing and have a little fun. And we're probably gearing toward, you know, food trucks. And, you know, the worst thing that can happen is you come out and get a free Sonoran dog or something or other. So
yeah, that's not bad.
That's not a bad day.
That sounds like a really good consequence that I can deal with.
Absolutely.
Well, I have to say the office is absolutely beautiful. And we can't wait to show it off. Yeah, you've done a phenomenal job building that and the vision that you had. And I think people are going to love it.
Thank you. We're excited about all of it. We're excited about the location and we're excited about what we're doing and our operating philosophies, you know, of being of utmost service to our clients and ensuring also that everybody that works with us, that works for us, has a great quality of life. Is loving what they're doing.
Give us your information for someone who might want to get a hold of you, Don.
Well, again, I'm Don Geisler. I am the designated broker and CEO of Indy Realty, and my phone number is 520-869-2376. And
Thank you so much, Don.
Buzz me anytime. Thank you.
We're excited to have Bobby Larson, who is the chair of the Rotary Club of Tucson Classic Car Show next, so stay with us. Welcome back, everyone. We're excited to have Bobby Larson, who is the chair of the Rotary Club of Tucson Classic Car Show, which is going to be October the 15th, 2022. Yeah, yes. It's coming up. So thanks for coming on the show, Bob. We really wanted to talk a little bit about the car show. So thanks for coming.
That's great. My pleasure.
Okay, I know you have a list of questions, but I want to jump in and ask about Rotary first. How did you get involved in Rotary? And tell us how you got to be in the position you're at right now where you're leading the car show.
I learned about Rotary back in 2009. I was in another business organization, and the gentleman from that organization brought me over. As it turns out, that group, TAE, probably has one time or another 10 of our Rotarians. They've been Rotarians. So it was a good group. And just wanted to get involved in town. I'd already lived here a long time, so it wasn't really to meet people as much. But I just thought the community service aspect was something my dad and mom were big into where I came from, awesome. In Illinois. And so it was really a natural fit, and it worked out great. And then how I actually got this position, I guess they must not have anybody else to ask. I was the last one, I guess.
Yeah, they drew straws, and you got the short one, bud.
That's
sorry.
That's all I can figure.
Yeah. Well, I think they had a great choice, and your leadership is just phenomenal. Thanks. You're doing such a great job with the car show.
Thank you.
First question we're going to ask is, what is the primary goal of the Rotary Club Classic Car Show?
Well, I guess, you know, I just learned this from one of the gentlemen that started it 16 years ago. I'd heard that it was because of fellowship, because it's a big club, hard to get to know some of the people, maybe because it's so many people. But when you're working with them day in, day out, not day in, day out, but at the end it is day in, day out.
Right.
You really do get to know them well, and it is a great experience that way. But he corrected me, goes, well, yeah, but we still wanted to give back to the community one big main thing that we give a beneficiary, and it's gone. The first year it was under $100,000, and last year it was $382,000.
Wow.
That's amazing.
We'll be closer to the 382, but we're not going to be up to that just because last year was our centennial show.
And
so we don't blame you. 382 will be sufficient.
I bet nobody says that's not enough.
Hey, if we got that, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. And I'm always pushing for whatever we can do for our beneficiary, but at the same time, that is a big number.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, I mean, probably recovering after COVID and kind of you're dealing with things a little bit differently than you did prior, I'm guessing, no?
Well, perfect example you bring up that is this year, you know, with inflation, everybody lives with it. And, and our car show is not immune from that in any way. So, you know, just some of the pricing that some of the stuff costs, but that's the way it is. And that's probably the way it is going forward. And quite frankly, we were fortunate. A year ago, we had a C8 Corvette, a brand, you know, 21. So we decided at that time to go to a $10 ticket before it was only a $5 ticket. And that was the smartest move we ever made because really people have not blinked at the $10 ticket. And when you look at a lot of the other things out there, you know, everything else gone up, it's a great, for $10, you get a chance to go out and see all these beautiful cars and food, drinks, vendors, music. It's really a fun time. It's almost like a festival out there at the Gregory School. And you get all that for $10, plus you're given to a great organization, plus you have a chance to win this beautiful Corvette convertible, which is it's the classiest one we've ever
had. I know.
Had.
I told my wife I want one, but she said no.
The ticket's only $10,
okay,
John.
Exactly. Yeah, but I don't even know if my wife will let me keep it if I win.
They
so,
are
yeah,
offering $40,000 if you don't win the car, okay. if you don't want the car.
Okay,
so.
Good. It's good to know these things. So you got to educate the people.
A line that I use often when I'm selling tickets at events for folks, I'll say, hey, this is the best family car. And they look at me like, are you crazy? I go, yeah, because your family can't go with you.
Yeah, exactly. You'll love your family so much more when you come back.
We'll make sure and share the information on the I Am Real Estate Show Facebook page if you want to find out how to get tickets. So after the show, check us out on Facebook.
Great.
Tell us a little bit about how many cars are going to be there. During the Rotary Club, you're talking about there were some $1 million cars there.
Yeah, this year we're going to have... We're sold out. We sold out 6 weeks before the show in terms of car registrants. So we have 420 classic cars. They're all beautiful, phenomenal, and not only from the United States, but also from Europe.
Wow.
And then we have three cars that HSL Properties is bringing in that are all worth well over $1 million each. That they're going to have their own little area on the infield next to the Classics Club tent that we have. And so that'll be neat. And another new thing that we're doing this year is we're going to have the Jovert Steel Drum Band, which is from Tucson High School. They're fantastic.
My daughter was in that.
Was she?
Yeah, about 5-6 years ago.
Small world, Tucson is.
Yeah. Hold on, I got to write that down. I got to tell her that.
They'll be performing between 11 and 12:30 with two breaks in the middle of that.
Nice.
And then the rest of the time we just play 50s music, 60s music, kind of the old cars.
It's the classic car show music. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly.
As you're going through this, what are some of the things on the top of your head that you can't wait to see on Saturday?
Great weather.
Yes.
And a great crowd.
Yes. Yeah.
We've had rain one time and still were able to pull it off, but it definitely hurt the people coming in just day of show. And even some of the cars at that time, you know, didn't want to be out in the field. But the field is in fabulous shape. We put quite a bit of money into that each year to the Gregory School field for the opportunity to be able to use that. And I've even heard people say, oh, you're part of the Gregory School car show? No. It's the Rotary car show.
Let's check yourself real quick.
but it's going to be beautiful out there and, you know, great crowd. We hope to have a great crowd. Last year we had between 20 and 25,000 people.
Great
and,
crowd.
You know, the more people there, the more chances for our vendors, food vendors, you know,
everybody to win out.
As well as usually if they're out and they see the cars, I'll buy a couple tickets more to see if I can win one myself.
Right. And if you can also get tickets when you come there right now. You don't have to do it online, so you can come in and get tickets.
Correct, yeah. Okay. We recommend if you can do it ahead of time, because then you won't have to wait in line, because sometimes those lines last year got pretty long. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And this year we've made some adjustments to it. So if you have your own ticket coming in, you can get in very quickly.
And there are a couple of other items you can win other than the car.
Yeah, we have five other prizes, too, of furniture. We have appliances. We have cartridges, ink cartridges. We have tires. And we have, I'm so sorry. I'll think of it maybe later.
Okay.
We got a whole other segment for you to talk about it, Bobby. Don't even worry about it. Hi, we're here with Bobby Larson, who is the chair of the Rotary Club of Tucson Classic Car Show. You're listening to Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson on the I Am Real Estate Show on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. We'll be back with more of our show.
We are back with Bobby Larson and talking about the annual Rotary Club's Classic Car Show. Before we get back to the car show, I want to just ask you, Bobby, what do you do when you're not doing the car show?
Our business, I've been in for 17 years. I used to be an athletic director, high school athletic director, but I've moved into something very similar to that. We now provide care for assisted living and memory care. So nothing at all. but it's been great. It's been great for our family. I think we've been able to give great care for our residents over the 17 years. And the last 7 years, we've been rated the number one assisted living and memory care in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Mm. Great. And I see it on your shirt there. It's the Villas.
Villas, yeah.
Awesome. Mm. Well, we appreciate you taking time away from your business and your work to put all this time and energy into the car show, because it wouldn't happen without people like you.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you could coordinate the car show and everything that's going to be involved in that and run your business. But I'm guessing there's two of you, or you don't sleep. Which one of those?
Well, I have a great business partner, Klaus Axon, and we were best friends before we started this business back in 2005 is when we first opened. But my wife, too, I mean, what she puts up with, she's great.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those wives that puts up with a lot. So, yeah, I get it.
Well,
yeah, so does Ray.
poor Ray. Tell us a little bit about who's benefiting from the car show.
Well, our beneficiary this year is JTED, which is Joint Technical Education District, vocational ed, but also... they are training a lot for the medical, and that's what our money is going toward this year, to the cornerstone of their new medical campus that they're building.
Nice.
It's supposed to be completed, I believe, early 2024, and it's there at Park and I-10 on the northwest corner, but it's going to be just north of the building they have there now.
Uh-huh.
And it's called at the Bridges, that campus. Mm-hmm. And they do great things, and it's what we're going to need in the future, what we need now.
Right.
The trades, but also on the medical side, they train CNAs, MAs, caregivers, LNAs, and kids that want to go on and become doctors and nurses.
Mm. That's amazing, man. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that selection process? Because that is just for this year.
Correct. Yeah, it changes next year. It's the top person or the top company is going to stay in for 3 years. And then the two people that are the runner-ups, they stay or they get switched out every year. So we get money to more entities.
Right. Right. Mm.
But it's really vetted carefully. We have a grants committee group that do a great job, and they narrow it down from 30-some applicants down to five, down to three, and then they present to our whole club, and then the club votes on it. Mm. So it works out really well.
Yeah.
And really spreads the money around, but at the same time, as I told you, the number for JTED last year, the $382,000, that was a significant amount.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about changing a lot of people's lives with that kind of a donation.
We hope so.
So this doesn't happen without the work of a lot of volunteers. How many volunteers does it take, and how long are you working on the car show to make this happen?
Well, in terms of how long, the car show is always the third Saturday in October. We started last year then at the 4th Avenue Street Fair in December. Mm-hmm. That was our first event selling tickets. Mm. We had just gotten the car that week. The car We purchased it at $58,000 from a guy in Sparks, Nevada, and brought it here, and it was appraised at $72,000.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful car. It's loaded. You guys would love to drive it. And
so all those business brains at the Rotary Club, you put it together, you just know how to find good deals.
Yeah, that's it. We do. We have a star that does that, Mike Anderson. But so it almost... For the whole club, it's really only the last couple months. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people doing a lot of work from January all the way to the main chunk going on. Mm-hmm. So that's that. And then how many people to volunteer? It generally probably takes about 400 to 500 people, volunteers that help. So I would like to just make that plea out to anybody. We need people for parking or for overseeing certain areas. If it's dealing with money, the Rotarians have to do that. But for all the other things that we have, we can sure use you. And our website is TucsonClassicsCarShow.com. It's a great website. You'll see our sponsors that have put money in that are on there, the homepage. But if you just hit the tab volunteers on the front page, it'll take you down pre-show, because the day before we start doing things, and then the day of show and the day after. And you just click on that, and they'll take you to the different responsibilities. You click on that, and you'll just put in your name, address, phone, and submit it, and then it'll end up coming right back to you in an email showing that you got confirmation.
I'll tell you, that is the easiest sign up that I think I've ever done as far as volunteering for something. Kudos to everyone who worked on that.
It is really simple, folks, so don't let that keep you back.
And actually, the list of places you can volunteer is broken down into whether you're standing or you're able to sit, so people can really pick something that will work for you. And they've done just a great job with that.
Yeah, it is really smooth, no doubt.
Yeah, during the break, I was giving you so much credit for how much hard work you have to do for this, but I bet you have such an awesome team around you at the Rotary Club that I'm going to take half that credit back. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. No, you should. It's amazing. When it started 16 years ago, for them to start that from scratch, those people that were involved then just amazed me, because... Right. Every decision had to be made new. Mm-hmm. Now it's a process that just kind of keeps moving, and we have a lot of those people still with us that help in the exec committee, so they know the answers to everything, and so you just kind of ride it, and then as one of my friends in Rotary says, you're just like the conductor at the end and just putting all the pieces together.
Nice.
Well, you mentioned the value of that car being $72,000. Someone can take the $40,000 cash or the car. So John McLean, I think you need to tell Candace the deal is you keep the car.
Well, I want the car. I mean, definitely it sounds like it makes more sense from a financial standpoint.
Right? You have to keep the car.
So you talk to her tonight when
you
we
don't
want to
give up all
mind.
That equity in that car.
That's right.
Yeah, even though I'll just hop into it and she'll never see me again.
Hey, there's room for two.
Just you two, no one else. Don't try to pin away in side seat or something. Talking about sponsorships and stuff, you have a lot of sponsors that helped you out this year.
Yeah, really helped this year. We worked hard at it, and we have actually just over 70 sponsors.
Wow.
Good job, Bobby. That brought cash in. Then we also have in-kind sponsors. Uh-huh. They bring to what they do as a business to the party. And then we have media sponsors. We have fabulous organizations like this that have helped get our name out for the car show. And, it started the first year, and they had a lot of cars, but they didn't have, very many people, because people didn't know about it. Mm. Now, when we go out trying to get car registrants or talk to people about it, everybody's heard of it, I think. So it's really become a brand name in Tucson.
Nice.
When people are coming there to the show, or coming to the car show, and they're driving there, there's a parking lot for them to go to also, isn't there?
Yeah, we have lots of parking, and it's both across the street on Craycroft to the east, but also on the actual grounds of the Gregory School. We have a west lot, a handicap parking lot. We have a north lot, a VIP parking lot. So there's lots of parking for folks.
Nice.
Like I said, food and drinks, vendors. Our vendors sold out also 6 weeks before show this year. So that's just people know us, they come back.
I'm thinking about ways that people could think about not coming, but they can also bring their kids, because I think kids under 5 get in free.
Under 18.
Did you hear that, people? Under 18.
Yeah. So it is a truly family event. Uh-huh. If you come to the show and you have a ticket, kids get in free. Multiple kids on that one ticket. So they can come in and it's just
I'll just drop off my kids and go see a movie or something. What are you thinking?
I've never heard that one. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm gonna step that up. If you win the car, there's only room for you and Candace, yeah, exactly. So the kids stay behind.
Yeah, we'll get
and you've got your volunteers that way, so it all works out. Yeah.
What's the hours for the show, Bobby?
Well, people will be out there setting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but for the spectators to come, it's from 10 until 4.
Uh-huh.
We have the big raffle drawings, you know, all 5 of the raffles, as well as then the main prize, between 3:45 and 4 o'clock. And then it's really impressive. Stick around afterwards, 'cause when all the cars leave, it is amazing. It is awesome. All those muscle cars and the engines and they're all gorgeous cars.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have another car that's worth $1 million that's going to be there, because we have 5 of our old winners for best in show of the whole thing that are coming back just as regular registrants in the field.
Mm.
So one of them, it's a Mercedes Goldwing that's owned by Hal Ashton, and it's gorgeous.
Mm. And you're also having a dinner on Friday, right?
Yeah, that's for the registrants,
okay,
that want to come, as well as Rotarians. So another great way for our Rotary to get to know each other, because our Rotary have almost 250 people in it.
Mm.
And so, like, already I know Ray really well and Sandra, but I'll get to know them so much better at events like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's, we try to do things like that periodically so we can get to know each other better.
Nice.
Okay, give us the website again for signing up to volunteer, and then you can also buy tickets there, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. If you go to TucsonClassicsCarShow.com, that's our website. It's great. You can see sponsors. You can see all the difference, the workings of the show. But you hit the volunteer tab, that'll get you to volunteers, and there you can hit the ticket tab if you want to buy tickets for it. And don't stop at one ticket, because if you're going to really get a better chance to win, buy 5 or 10 tickets.
Or 100,
okay, and you
1,000.
Do not need to be there
to win.
To win, so.
Right. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you so much
for
coming here and sharing insights with us.
So nice of you to have me. Appreciate it.
And thank you to our amazing sponsor, that's Horizon Inspection, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Arizona Sands Club, Regal Pest Prevention, Atomic Nutrition, and Sweet Little Chefs. We'll see you guys next week.
That's a
and
lot
don't
of
forget
sponsors.
We're lucky people. Don't forget to go to the car show, guys. Go to the car show. Go to the car show.